Now the second act of tonight's play, starring Myrna Loy and Jimmy Stewart. It's 3 days later, and the captain has made good his promise that no one shall intrude upon Alan Merrick and Diana Hartley. Right now, Diana is shooting clay pigeons on deck.
Missed again. No wonder I don't hit anything, Stewart. You don't throw them in the direction I'm expecting.
Oh, but that wouldn't be fair, Miss Hartley.
I don't care whether it's fair or not. I like to break things. Now I'll throw one over that way. Ready?
Wait a minute, will you? I just want to get out of here.
Well, hello, Mr. Merrick. I didn't know you were sleeping in that deck chair. I hope my shooting didn't wake you.
No, not at all. It's those pixies again. They certainly do carry on, don't they?
That will be all, Stewart.
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Hartley, do you know how long we've been associated on this boat?
How long?
Well, I'm asking you. I've lost all track of time. If you recall, when we first got on this boat back in 1874, I was trying to meet a certain Miss Williams.
And I don't care what anybody says. I like her with that dyed hair.
Now, wait a minute. That has nothing to do with it.
Why are you so anxious to meet Miss Williams?
Well, her uncle asked me to look after her. And I must please her uncle, because if I please her uncle, I'll put over an important business deal. I'll get my feet on the ground.
You just leave it to me.
Yeah, I said on the ground, not under it.
Leave it to me and everything will come out all right.
Yes, especially my furniture right out of the office. But you can help me now if you just will.
You can count on me. I'm a good friend. I never forget a face.
Never forget a face. You certainly haven't forgotten mine. You know, no woman will look at me on board. They think you're my property. If I could just see this Miss Williams for a minute, I could explain to her there's nothing between us.
Wait, I have an idea.
Uh-oh.
Why do you always duck when I say that? You could see her tonight at the masquerade party.
Well, can I rent a costume from the purser?
There's one in my trunk you can have.
Say, that might work, huh? Say, that will. That will work. Miss Hartley, I apologize.
For what?
Well, I can't tell you what I was thinking, but take it from me, you rate an apology. Yeah, that's all right. A romantic costume... Romantic night, that's perfect. That's all right. Yeah. Yeah, for that idea, you get a kiss.
I don't think you should.
Oh, no, I insist.
Well?
Not bad, either. What's the matter? Would you like being kissed?
I love it. I only meant Miss Williams is watching us up there, and I...
Oh, yeah, well, I suppose that...
Dressed for the party. Turn around, let me see.
How's it hang?
It's a little snug. Can you bend in it?
Well, I guess I could.
Try it. I was afraid of that.
Oh, you're afraid of that, huh?
Don't worry. It won't even show when we put the tail on.
I beg your pardon?
The tail.
Hey, look, just as a matter of curiosity, what am I supposed to look like in this thing?
The devil.
Yeah, but I know, but what am I supposed to look... Oh! You mean Mephistopheles? Oh, well, could be. Yeah. I wonder what Miss Williams wearing.
It's the last word, right out of the Moline Bag and Twine Company.
Yeah, well, you're a great help. All right, I'll find her.
I do hope you have a wonderful time at the masquerade party. Oh,
well, thanks. You know, you've been very kind helping me out like this. I'll never forget it.
I really believe that, Alan. I don't think you ever will.
Well, good evening, Captain. Going to the party?
Oh, Mr. Merry. What the devil?
Oh, shucks, you recognize me. Hey, where's the Salamander?
Right there, but...
Thank you, Captain.
Look at that man in that funny costume.
What's the matter here? Hasn't the masquerade begun?
Masquerade? That's tomorrow night. This is a ship's concert.
I knew you'd come back to me. I knew it.
Diana.
Yes, Alan.
Do you always arrange such intimate little costume parties?
Well, I have no idea what you mean. Did you have a good time?
Oh, dandy. And I won first prize. Of course, I didn't have much competition.
Tell me about it.
Say, are you sure you can't swim?
The way I feel tonight, if I were to fall overboard, I'd float on the sea and be in Honolulu to meet you.
Yes, I believe you would. I don't think anybody else could do that, but I think you could.
You didn't go to see her. You came to me. Oh, isn't it wonderful up here in the moonlight? Happy?
Yes. Slap happy.
I wish I could write poetry. Romance. Romance. What rhymes with romance?
Ants.
Alan, Something happened when we met.
Did you notice that, sir?
I thought a moment ago you didn't care. But here we are again.
Yeah, two babes in the woods. Wonder if we'll ever see human beings again. Now, you know, your hair looks sort of nice in the moonlight, huh?
But it isn't blonde. Boy, look at those stars.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very nice being up here with you.
That doesn't sound like you, but it's an improvement.
All right, it's getting chilly. Here, come on, take my coat.
No, you'd be cold.
No, it's big enough for both of us. Here. What'd you say?
Nothing.
Oh.
What?
Nothing. You know, Diana, I guess I might as well face it. Fate threw you at me, and I forgot to duck. Honolulu. Well, this is it.
You know, I'm going to miss you, Alan.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to sort of miss you, too.
Well, we'd better get our landing card.
You know, there isn't much point in my getting off.
Why not?
Well, because I've lost every chance I had of putting through that merger. Miss Williams' uncle relied on me to take care of her need, and I haven't even met the girl.
Tell him you did anyway.
Well, Miss Williams denied it.
All the better. Her uncle would probably suspect a great secret romance.
Nah, I don't know. No.
Well, if you want that merger contract signed, and her uncle couldn't refuse a future member of the family.
No, couldn't do that. That's right, yeah, well. No, but suppose he doesn't believe me.
Maybe he'd believe the newspapers. Those men over there are ship reporters, and the one in the green hat is a gossip columnist.
Gossip columnist? That, darling, you've saved my life. I can kill two birds with one hot potato. Now, you wait right here.
I don't understand. What are you talking about?
Well, it isn't important. I just wanted to kill that little item about Miss Williams and me.
Miss Williams?
Yeah, simply because she and I were seen together every moment. It doesn't mean anything. You know how it is on shipboard, the intimacy and all that.
You mean that you and Miss Williams...
Yes, and I realize how interested you reporters are in such gossip.
Gossip?
Yeah, but we'll just keep this between you and me. We don't want a thing like this getting in the papers.
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. Not while we're engaged to be married. She's my fiancée.
If you really know, that's fine. What? Fiancée?
Yeah, fiancée.
Oh. Oh, you have a cigarette, chum?
You not only make a play for my girl, but want to brag about it to the papers. Maybe this will keep you quiet.
Oh.
Chum.
Get up, Miracle Man. What are you doing lying there on the deck?
Oh, hello, Mr. William. Oh, Mr. Williams, yeah. Well, I was just...
Well?
Well, I'm a man of habit, Mr. Williams. Comes 4 o'clock, I take a nap. Bed or no bed.
Uncle Egbert.
Uncle, you mean he's your...
Diana, my child.
Well, somebody look at those tickets and see if it says round trip on the...
And Mr. Merrick, how nice. Faithful to the last.
Oh, I see you youngsters found each other.
Yes. We looked in the passenger list, and there she was, big as life, Williams, Diana.
Merrick, you're acting very strangely.
He's only kidding, Uncle Egbert. He just can't remember a name.
That's right.
It's Hartley, dear. You see, Mother is Uncle Egbert's sister, and she married a man named Hartley.
Hartley, oh. Oh, yeah, well, he sort of sounds exactly like Williams and say it fast. You know, Hartley, Williams.
Not in the least. Tell me, Diana, did Merrick look after you?
He wouldn't let me out of his sight.
Reliable. Thoroughly reliable. That's what I like to see.
Now, that's fine. About this contract, Mr. Williams.
I feel so badly, Uncle. I'm afraid I caused Alan a great deal of trouble.
A fountain pen right here.
You see, there was a girl on board, and he was trying to...
Dotted line right down here.
Alan's business is just about on the rocks, and he thought this girl might... Ouch!
So what happened?
Yeah, the fountain pen slipped. Mr. Williams.
Oh, dear. Now I have a blue mole.
I don't want to be rushed into this, Merrick. Besides, it seems to me you're acting very peculiarly. Come out to the house this evening, and I'll give you my answer.
Come,
Diana.
Williams,
come.
Please.
Don't worry, Alan. I'll fix it.
Don't worry, dear. I know you will. Got a heavenly headache. Look, Diana, didn't you know that your uncle always gets indigestion every time he eats poi?
It was kind of you to help him to bed. I'm so sorry he couldn't talk to you about your contract. Perhaps in the morning.
Now, I expect to pass away sometime this evening.
Listen, isn't that music divine?
Yeah, beautiful. Do you realize my goose is cooked unless I get that contract?
Alan, just for the record. You love me.
Well, now, look, now, off the record, I do. I'd love to have you and a white picket fence running around my house, but don't you understand that you can't get married. You can't get a marriage license on 10 easy payments.
You're such a firebrand, darling. Don't you think this is a lovely place for a proposal?
Well, yes.
If one were in a mood to propose, of course.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
If Uncle had signed your contract, I suppose you'd throw caution to the winds and demand I marry you.
Look, all I wanted to do was just go to Honolulu.
Well, take a deep breath. Here's your old contract.
What?
These chicken tracks are Uncle's signature. I talked him into it this afternoon. Now, go ahead. Propose.
Huh? What do you mean?
Oh, Alan, this is so sudden.
Oh.
You really mean you'll take your life if I turn you down?
Well, no, if you please, just...
You forced me to say yes. Oh, Alan, my darling, I'll marry you.
Oh, wait, will you keep quiet and let me ask you?
Well, no, I don't mind. I don't mind at all. I don't mind Alaska for a honeymoon. Whatever you say, darling.
Now, listen, I love you. I love you. I'm crazy enough to be crazy about you. I'd like to marry you, but I'll make the arrangement.
The minister's coming to lunch tomorrow. He might as well pay for it by marrying us.
Now, look, will you do me just one favor? When the minister looks at me and says, do you take this woman to be your wife, will you please, darling, will you please let me say, I do, all alone by myself?
Thank you, Myrna, and thank you, Jimmy. Don't go away, though, because in just a moment we're going to bring on the Gulf question box.
Say, Rog.
Yeah?
Before you ask your question, I'd like to ask you one.
All right, Jimmy, go right ahead.
Rog, do you collect antiques?
Antiques? Well, what makes you ask a question like that?
Well, let me see. I think it's Thursday night. It's Thursday night. I noticed an old-fashioned sort of a carriage in your driveway.
Carriage? Carriage? Yeah. Oh, now, Jimmy, take it easy. That was Jack Benny's Maxwell.
Oh, was it? You're right. How the automobile has changed, huh?
Yes, and you're not fooling, Jimmy. You know, automobiles have gone a long way since Jack's Maxwell was new. They've changed a great deal right in the past 3 or 4 years, too. That's why, folks, in order to keep pace with those changes, we'd like to suggest that you get really modern lubrication service. Now, when you change your motor oil, change to Gulf Pride, the motor oil that's refined not only by conventional methods, but also by the famous Al-Chlor process that only Gulf uses. And when you want lubrication service, get Gulf Flex service. Because when you have your car Gulf Flex with the newly developed Gulf Flex lubricants, you'll find that it rides easier and steers easier longer. Yes, a modern car does a lot more than cars used to do. And that means that it needs up-to-date protection, both for the motor and for the chassis. Your car will feel the winter weather a lot less and be in better shape when spring comes if you have it lubricated the Gulf way. With Gulf Pride motor oil and Gulf Flex registered lubrication.
Thank you, Johnny. And now for the Gulf question box. Remember, you must answer my questions correctly or pay a forfeit. Ready? Our first question goes to Myrna Loy, who will soon be seen with William Powell in MGM's forthcoming production, I Love You Again. Myrna, what movie star recently took a bow in Congress?
In Congress?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know. Olivia de Havilland.
That is absolutely correct. Olivia was in Washington for the birthday ball. She visited the Senate, was sitting in the gallery when a senator noticed her, and she was asked to take a bow. Incidentally, Olivia de Havilland will be here in the Gulf Theater next week with Jeffrey Lynn and that two-fisted star, Jimmy Cagney. Now, the next question is for Jimmy Stewart, who is currently appearing in MGM's Shop Around the Corner. Jimmy,
oh, hey,
come on over here a second,
Rog,
Jim.
Wait a minute.
Yes, I've got to ask you a question.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask you one. You know,
you're going to ask me one.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
A couple of weeks ago, I was listening to the program, and you said something that the first talking picture was Lights of New York.
Lights of New York,
Lights
that's
of
right.
New York, with Antonio Marino.
Mm-hmm, that's what I said.
Yeah, well, it was Lights of New York, but Antonio Marino wasn't in it because I saw it. I wanted
he wasn't
to check
there.
Up on no.
Oh.
How about you paying a forfeit now?
Me paying a forfeit?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't do forfeits. I give them to other people.
No, you pay the forfeit. Here, I want you to recite this thing the way Rochester would do it.
I'll fix it.
To be or not to be? That is the question, the answer, not the question.
Well, thank you, and good night, Jimmy, and good night, Myrna. And keep listening to the Gulf Theater every Sunday. Remember, next week you'll hear James Cagney, Olivia de Havilland, and Jeffrey Lynn, who will appear together for the first time here in the Gulf Theater, along with Oscar Bradley and the Gulf Orchestra. Until then, this is Roger Pryor saying good night, everybody, for your neighborhood good Gulf Theater.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.